Earlier this year, mountain climber Mark Ingles of New Zealand made news when he became the first double amputee to conquer Mount Everest. He also became a pariah in the climbing world when the story emerged that Ingles encountered an ailing climber during his ascent and decided to keep climbing. Shortly after his trek, Ingles said he kept going because his team leader had told him by radio to push on. Now, a new story is emerging of what happened on that infamous climb back in mid-May. In a statement released to the press, Ingles said the cold and lack of oxygen may have caused him to mix up the details. He told us that during the ascent, he may not have radioed down to his team at all about the condition of David Sharp, that freezing climber.
When I said that, that was actually in a very difficult situation. I just arrived back at Kathmandu. I was in significant pain, and it was the first interview I did. And I just can't stick my hand on the Bible and say that's exactly what happened. And so I just wanted to make it really clear to people, because no one else has talked about the day. No one else has said this is what happened on the day. And that for me has been very frustrating, because I think she has been targeted by a wide range of the media as the only person on the mountain that day.
That criticism has come not only from the media. Climbers, including the legendary Sir Edmund Hillary, have berated the actions of the people on the mountain that day, saying Sharp's death resulted from a new climb-at-all-cost culture on Mount Everest. Still, Ingles said he did all that he could given his disability. He lost both his legs to amputation following another climbing mishap in 1982 and suffered severe frostbite as a result of the Everest climb in May. Speaking by phone from a hospital in Christchurch, New Zealand, Ingles described his recovery.
I still have one more amputation to go. On the way down, my stump foot changed, and instead of being suspended just under the knee, my stumps went right to the bottom of the socket. So I meshed up all of the bottom of the flesh, so I've had to have more amputations to shorten what little stump I have. One more of those amputations to go. I've lost 5 fingertips to frostbite. It's a tough place up there, but I got myself down.
Ingles says for many who attempt Everest, the climb down can prove just as hard as the ascent. And thinking back to that day, he recalls one primary sensation.
I most remember touching it, a huge feeling of relief, but most importantly, the understanding that I had to get down. You know, you do pass by bodies on the way up Everest, and all those ones, and most of the people that die on Everest, they don't die on the way up, they die on the way down. They die on the way down through a lack of oxygen, a lack of energy, hypothermia. These things build up. And for me, it was touch the top, quick look around, but it was minus 38 degrees when we were there, Celsius, so very cold. The only place to be is actually back down, and then you can celebrate the climb.
For Ingles, that celebration, that accomplishment as a double amputee has been muted by controversy. He says he feels sadness for the family of David Sharp, and he plans to attempt shorter climbs once he's healed.